All right, well, good morning, boys and girls. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning. Raise your hand if you use your feet to get up on the stage this morning. Raise your hand. Who used their feet? Yep, me too. We all used our feet. And right now, you are using your hands to raise your hand to tell me you used your feet. And you used your eyes so that you didn't run into the orchestra to come up here this morning. And right now, you are using your ears, and you always use your nose to breathe. You use all different kinds of parts of your body, and all of these different parts make up your one body. Now, if you didn't have feet, it would be very hard to walk and run and play football and soccer. And if you didn't have your hands, then you couldn't hold things, or you couldn't catch things, or you couldn't read things. You couldn't grab onto things. If you didn't have your eyes, you couldn't see. If you didn't have your ears, you couldn't hear. If you didn't have your mouth, you couldn't talk. If you didn't have your nose, you couldn't breathe. You need all of these parts. They make up your one body. So in Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth in 1 Corinthians, he talks about that, and he says that our bodies are made up of many parts, but we need all of those parts. He says, for example, your eye can't say to your hand, I don't need you, because if you were one big eye, you couldn't hold anything, you couldn't walk, you couldn't breathe, you couldn't hear, you couldn't talk. All you could do was see if you were one big eye. And he says that your head can't say to your feet, I don't need you, because if all you were is a head, how would you ever go anywhere? And you wouldn't have your lungs, so you couldn't breathe. All of the parts of our body work together to make one body. And Paul says that the church is the same way. Look behind you. You see all these people here? All of these people make up our one church. And all of these people are important. Every single one of you is important. Everybody out there is important. Everybody in the choir is important. Every single one of us is important because we have different gifts and abilities that God has given us that we bring to our church. And everybody is important to the church. And when we all work together, just like when all the parts of your body work together so that you can talk and you can breathe and you can see and you can hear, just like all of those parts work together, when everybody in the church works together, we can do amazing things. So remember that every single person in the church is important, and we all do different things. So now we are going to pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for our church. Thank you for each and every person in our church. Help us to remember that everyone is important and that everyone is important to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.